Hey, what's going on? What's happening in Sharkland? This is Eric from the Shark School with another episode of Let's Talk Shark. I'm sure you heard the slogan, Sharks the Hunted Hunters. Well, it sounds powerful, right? And it sort of sounds, well, you know, yeah, we start hunting sharks. Well, that's it. But, you know, we have to replace the word hunted. We have to replace the word hunted with slaughtered, maimed, mutilated. That would really cover it much better. It really sickens me when I see what people do with sharks. It's unbelievable. And there is absolutely no excuse for it. But as long as we can control these slaughtering fleets, we have hardly a chance to stop this cruelty. So despite this powerful sentence, sharks the hunted hunter, we don't really do anything to change that slogan. I just came across a popular article where a fellow scientist was interviewed mentioning that sharks do not have sensory receptors, known as nociceptors, responsible for feeling pain as we have in humans and other mammals. So they do not have them. And he suggests the animal's response, the shark's response to injury, is more of a reflex than a reaction to pain as we know it. That is completely BS. Honestly, to conclude that sharks do not feel pain because one did not find these types of sensory organs, receptors, is just not right. So what I did, of course, since he claimed this and that, I did a scholarly search for nociceptors in sharks, and guess what I found? Nothing. So how can a scientist say that it has not been found so far when there is no peer-reviewed paper showing that one looked for them and could not find them? I think this is very, very arrogant, and it's detrimental. It really, really hurts the image of sharks even more, because people say, well, since they don't feel pain, so why does it matter if we find a shark or not? We all know that scientists are often vague about the sources, and when you hear sentences like, we know that, or it is known, it is accepted, whatever, these type of vague sense of pain is such a central topic when it comes to the mishandling of animals that one should not make these vague statements and be accurate so that everybody can make use of it. So if the scientists would have said, look, we know that nociceptors is the stimuli is needed to feel pain, although we have not found it in sharks yet, despite that we only looked in a few animals, we do not want to conclude that sharks do not feel pain. Okay, so let's talk. You may not have heard of these nociceptors before, that we don't just find in mammals, but also fishes as well. And right there, fishes as well. Sharks and bony fish may have had the same ancestor. So 500 million years ago or so, they split and they went different ways. So fishes developed it and supposedly sharks did not. That is just, I can't believe that. But anyway, Let's see. So you can look up this word of nociceptors in your favorite search engine and will likely come up with something like this. A nociceptor is a type of receptor at the end of a sensory neuron's axon that responds to damaging or potentially damaging stimuli by sending quote-unquote possible threat signals to the spinal cord and then the brain. That's how it works with us. That's how it works with fish. So simply put, a nociceptor is a sensory receptor for painful stimuli. What this means is that the nerve has an ending, for example, at the top of skin, that if you damage that, it will sense the response to our brain, hey, I feel pain. So if you burn yourself, if you cut yourself, that's exactly how it works. And it's this ending that is considered to be the trigger we consider pain. Or as the scientists highlighted, that the lack of it does not allow the animal, in this case sharks, to consider pain. Arrogant, extremely arrogant. But the problem is, you know, he is a scientist, and the general folks believe, yeah, the scientists must know. So they accept, well, they don't feel pain. So you see how much damage a scientist can do by being inaccurate, being vague. You can't be sure that the sharks do not have nociceptors, so it's rather arrogant to come to such an unsubstantiated conclusion. Anyway, back to the nociceptors. Fish have them, so we should conclude pain. That means, again, fish feel pain. Of course, if you ask these idiot fishermen, they try to convince you that the opposite is true so that they can keep hooking fish through their faces without feeling sorry. But if scientists are that arrogant to say that when someone does not have them, they don't feel pain, then the same scientists should be outspoken as well and say, since fish have them, the pain is real. So scientists need to take a stand. But you know what? The whole argument anyway is a waste of time. And you know why? Because we should respect any other creatures on this planet independently if it feels pain or not, and treat it the way we want to be treated. Again, independent if we find the nociceptors or not. We claim to be this highly intelligent life form that is above any other creature. But we're not able to live in harmony with other creatures, nor do we treat them with respect. And that's not just sad, that is a disgrace. How can we consider ourselves superior to everything, but need the existence of a tiny part of a nerve, the nociceptors, to lift a fellow life form to a status where we can accept certain feelings, but the lack is used to justify why it does not matter how we treat them? It beats me. And it also makes me very sad to be a member of such a superior life form. Being superior means to treat others with respect, and that is what I often miss in life. People do not respect each other. So if they don't respect each other, how can we assume they would respect animals? You see where I'm going with this, right? We destroy animals' lives in a way as if we have the damn right to do that because what we think we are, and again, that other life forms do not feel pain, hence we can do whatever we want. Just on the right. We should be as humble to other life forms as you should be to each other. I know that this is more than wishful thinking, otherwise we would not have wars. I guess that sharks and other creatures are doomed then, because we cannot even respect other human beings, so by extension, we will not respect sharks, fishes, other mammals, whatever. It's a sad reality, and if no shift, no change happens towards more respect, we are doomed. So we may go with the 100 Hunter slogan when talking about sharks, but who else should include us? At the end, there will be no difference. Sorry to be just so gloomy, but this is something that bothers me for many, many years now. I found my way how to treat animals of every kind, and I keep preaching the same thing. Treat others with respect, and that includes fellow animals. We are animals. So extend that courtesy to everyone. So I hope you will do that too. I often remind myself when I go freediving or just snorkeling and look around that these creatures who look at me do so with a curiosity, but do not want to do me harm. So why can't we be the same way? The existence or lack of nociceptors should not matter. It should not matter if another animal feels the way we feel pain or not. You don't even know how your spouse, how your friend feels pain. You assume they do pretty much the same way. So just accept that there may be a form of pain that these animals feel too. Again, independent if they have nociceptors or not. Okay, I hope some food for thought here. So that's it for today. Tune in again for another show of Let's Talk Shark. Have a great day. And if you meet a shark out there, have fun, enjoy the moment, and remember, it's a privilege to be among them.